You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Praise you, Jesus. We exalt you. We exalt you, Lord. We love on you. We lift you up. We lift you up, Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords. We exalt you. Just exalt the Lord right now. Just speak to the Lord. Pray between you and the Lord, no one else. Just exalt the Lord. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you. We love on you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We look to you tonight. We look to you tonight. We set our eyes upon you, King of glory, King of kings. We put our eyes on you. Thank you, Lord, for a fresh touch from you tonight. Fresh touch from you. We need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You know, Psalms chapter 27, verse 13, it says this: I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. David said, I saw the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. This is what David said. Wait on the Lord. What does that mean? Wait on the Lord. Don't get in a hurry. Wait on the Lord. There's times at night, you know, Destiny goes to bed. I'll just sit there, put a message on or worship. I'm waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Have courage. What's the opposite of courage? Discouraged. Don't be discouraged. How are you not going to be discouraged in this life? Wait on the Lord. And he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Strengthen your heart, your spirit, when you wait on him. So, Lord, we wait on you. We look to you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. All about you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. We would have fainted, but we see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not about inflation, what's going to happen. No, we will see. We are seeing. We are experiencing the goodness of the Lord. We receive. We take courage. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for being a part of California prayer meeting. Always a sweet time in the presence of the Lord. My dear friend, you know, he's from Long Beach area. Carson drove over here. So that's awesome. And then Marietta came over here from Marietta. All of us. And I think Whittier. So that's great. We're here to pray. People watching online. It's something special about a prayer meeting. You know, it's vital. Prayer meetings. You know, we have all types of meetings. You have worship meetings. You have worship services. But there's something special about a prayer meeting. It's, you know, we come, you know, we do come for a touch from the Lord, of course, his presence, that we hear something that encourages us, or we just, you leave outside, you know, free and you feel energized. That's great. And we do that. We need the Lord. But there's something special about when you're not just wanting to receive something, but you're ready to give out something. And to pray. That's what I love about prayer meetings. Sometimes it's all that studying you've done, all that prayers you've done in your private, and then you get in a public setting and you're with like-minded people and you get to pray it out. You get to pray in your heavenly language. You get to shout, and there's something special about that. You know, it's you know, of course we're always receiving, but it's something about giving. that we get to give. It says that in Ephesians, it talks about your supply. We each have a supply of the Spirit. You can have a big supply or a small supply, but we have a supply in the Spirit. And it says when we all gather, this is what the scripture says, we all gather in one accord. What? We're all together. We're all gathered here together, and we give the supply what we have, and that comes through our prayer life. And it says in the Amplified Translation, it literally furnishes the body. It edifies the body when we do that. So prayer meetings are vital. Thank God we have the Holy Spirit. Thank God we can pray with our natural words. But thank God we can just go in that Spirit. We can tap in that flow. We don't resist it. You know, kind of like at a water park, they have a thing called a lazy river. It's that current. You want to go with that current. I remember as a kid, I would jump in that lazy river and I would try to go against that current. There's no way you can. We go with the currents of the Holy Spirit. And we allow him to use us. And it's special when we're all together and we can pray. Things happen. Prayer is powerful. It's not just a religious term. Oh, I'm praying for you. It's not an Instagram or Facebook term. Oh, I'm praying for you with the prayer emoji hands. No. And then you don't even pray for the person. We've all been there. Hey, praying for you, bro. You never even thought about that, bro, after you said that comment. But prayer has power. Prayer is life changing. We gotta live by prayer. We have a prayer life privately, of course. You gotta have a prayer life. It's what sustains us. Jesus modeled what it looked like to have a prayer life privately, but also publicly when we're all together. Like Paul says, don't forsake the gathering of the brethren. I don't want to be all talk. I don't want to be, hey, I'm praying for you, bro. Oh, let's pray. And then we don't even pray. We got to be people of prayer. And it's for men. It's for women. It's for young. It's for old. All of us to pray. Why? Because we're in the very last days. Jesus is coming soon. The dark is getting darker. We're seeing some crazy things, but thank God we can pray. Thank God we can tap into the Holy Spirit. You know, I've been meditating on this. You know, even in James, it talks about don't just be a hearer only, but be a doer. This gospel requires action. I don't want to be someone that says, oh, I pray, yeah, I do my prayer thing, and you don't even pray. It says if you're just a hearer only and you're not a doer, you deceive yourself. It's deceiving. This word of God, this is action. We have to do something about it. We have to pray. We have to contend. We can't get discouraged. We can't quit. We can't give up. Why? We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we got to pray. It's action. You and I praying together. When we're not in a, you know, corporate gathering by ourselves, Lord, use me. Pray through me. It's doing. It's not sitting around, not putting emoji prayer hands up and not doing nothing about it. No, we got to not just be hearers only, but we got to be doers only, or be doers as well. You know, Jesus talking to the woman at the Samaritan well, he asked for water. And then, you know, we know this story, how Jesus said, hey, if you know who's talking to you, you would ask for the living water. And she goes, I don't have a pail. I can't draw this living water. And so Jesus is talking to her. And he says, hey, that natural water that you drink, you'll thirst again. But the water I give, you'll never thirst. That's Jesus. That's him. And he says, the well, it'll be a well inside of you of living water. He's talking about new birth. When you accept Jesus as a Lord of your life, your Savior, it will be like a well of living water on the inside of you and I. Thank God Jesus is our Lord. Thank God he's our Savior. We have that well of living water. Everyone knows water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. I was just with my friend last week. And him and I were talking at lunch. It was just him and I. We were talking about the Lord. And he goes, Brandon, can I be honest with you? I said, yes, of course. He goes, man, this family that, you know, I dove into this whole, you could say, word of faith circle. I dove in head on. And he goes, I don't even, you know, the speaking in tongues, I didn't even do that. People would say, you need to receive the Holy Spirit, brother. And he goes, I thought I did have the Holy Spirit. He said, I thought I had the Holy Spirit. What do you mean? I accepted Jesus as the Lord of my life. I have the Holy Spirit. And now they say I got to be filled and I got to speak this language. And my natural mind's saying, what's going on? And that's, if I do that, then I have the Holy Spirit. So we're just talking about it. And I said, you did have the Holy Spirit in a measure. That well of water living on the inside of you. You have the Holy Spirit in a measure, but you're not called just to have that well inside of you. You're called to be overflowing. Allow those living waters to pour out from you. And that's you being baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's you speaking with tongues. So he you know, he's now been speaking in tongues for about a year. And he told me when I finally got, you know, filled, overflowing with the Spirit, praying in tongues, he said, my life changed. I felt better. I had joy. My career took off. He said, it was amazing. It was supernatural. What? Us overflowing with the Holy Spirit. It's for our benefit. It will make you better. It will give you power. It will affect people around you. I personally can't help people, but the Holy Spirit in me, the rivers of living water flowing out of me can touch people. It can help people. It can affect people. So we got to let that river flow from us. Let that river flow. Look here at John. I didn't plan on talking about this, but I feel like it's the Lord. How do you get that term, Holy Spirit, rivers of living water? Did you make that up? No, Jesus talks about it. John chapter 7, verse 37. We're going to pray. It says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus, so think about this, Jesus stood and cried, and he said this, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. We can go to the Lord and drink from him. There's days that things try to bother me or situations I don't even understand or and I don't know what to do, but I'll go to the Lord. The morning or at night, I'll go to the Lord and I just sit there. I got a drink. I need you, Jesus. I need you. We don't have all the answers. We're not a bunch of spiritual know-it-alls. I need you. Jesus said, if you're thirsty, come to me to drink. I need a drink. I need some joy. I need you, Lord. I need to overflow with you more. I need a touch from my Heavenly Father. So Jesus said that, come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, that's us, believers. We believe on Jesus. He's the Lord of our life. That's us. So Jesus is saying this, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, so out of his spirit, other translations, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Just a few chapters before, he talked about the well of water. When you talk to the lady of the Samaritan woman, it'll be a well of living water. But if you believe on me, out of your innermost being, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. We got to allow those rivers to flow. Verse 39, but this spoke he, so Jesus, of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus was referring to, it says, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit hadn't yet come. Why? Because Jesus wasn't yet glorified. He didn't die on the cross, raised up from the dead. But Jesus told his disciples, hey, it's good for you that I leave. Because if I don't leave, he won't come. But when I leave, the Holy Spirit will be sent upon you, and you will be anointed with power. Jesus said, you believe on me, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water when the Holy Spirit comes. And we know the story in Acts and the upper room in Book of Acts. They were in one accord. They were waiting on that promise. They knew what Jesus said. They were waiting on the Holy Spirit. They didn't want to be by themselves. They didn't want to be alone. before they failed in their own strength. They denied Jesus. I don't know Jesus. They literally use cuss words. I don't know Jesus. Blankety blank blank. That's what they did. That's scripture. That's real. Your own strength, you can't do it. You let your flesh rule. You let your flesh dictate. You'll say some crazy stuff. You'll do some crazy actions, and then you'll feel bad about it. And you go, how could I let that happen? Your flesh. Still have a flesh. Got to crucify that flesh. So literally, they denied Jesus, cowered down. But then they were waiting, and it says there came a sound of a rushing, mighty wind. Cloven tongues of fire appeared above them, and they were what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. What Jesus talked about. You believe on me, out of your innermost being will flow rivers, living water. And it says that in the scripture. I want to encourage you, look at it. Jesus was speaking of the Holy Spirit. So it's a completely separate infilling. Yeah, you believe in Jesus, he's the Lord of your life, you got that well in you, but he's baptized us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, the fire of God, and allow those rivers to flow out from us. Thank God we can pray. Thank God we can allow the Holy Spirit, allow those rivers to flow from us. We all get together and things happen. But the word of God, this word is about action. It's not just about talking. It's about demonstration, demonstrating the gospel. It's a sad day when you're just preaching all the time. Anyone can preach. You could preach. You can make a message, but you got to demonstrate. People need to sense the presence of God. People need to sense the power of God. If people are hurt or sick, you pray for them. God heals them. What if, Brandon, nothing happens? What if they don't get healed? You're not the healer anyways. We got to believe it. The Lord is commissioning all of us to step out. Take those God risks. If people need help and they ask you for prayer, pray for them. Take those risks. What? It's about doing demonstration. We don't just talk a big talk, but we walk it. We live it. We don't turn ministry off. We don't turn Jesus off. No, it's a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week, 365 days a year. Yeah, nothing will stop us. We do it. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says this: the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. So Paul said, the kingdom of God is not just a matter of talk, but of power. That we don't just have a big talk, but we walk in power. How can we do this? The Holy Spirit, the rivers of living water. Your mind might tell you you're not good enough, you can't do it, but thank God you have the rivers of living water inside of you. The last thing you want to do is dam up those living waters where you put a blockage. Allow those rivers to flow. Romans chapter 15, verse 18. Paul says this: yet I dare not boast about anything except what Jesus has done through me. Paul says, I'm not bragging about anything, only what the Lord's done through me, bringing the Gentiles to God by my message and by the way I worked with them. I love that. He said they heard my message, and not just my message, the way I live my life and the way I worked with them. That's what they saw. Then he says this, verse 19, they were convinced, for you to get convinced, not, you know, persuaded or maybe, they were convinced by the power of miraculous signs and wonders and by the power of God's Spirit. In this way, Paul said, in this way I have fully presented or fully preached the good news of Christ from Jerusalem all the way back to Rome. He said that's the way you fully preach the message, not just in talk, but in power. They were convinced when they saw the power of God. They were convinced miracles, signs, and wonders. They were convinced when they experienced the presence of the Lord. That's what's going to change America. That's what's going to change California. the presence, the power of God. Things are changing. We even saw the Roe versus Wade being overturned. How did that happen? Prayer. The Lord. 50-something years. We got to have faith. We got to have faith. We put our faith in God. We trust in God. We're not led by what we see. But we know. Why? Because we're still here. Jesus is coming soon. There's going to be a great harvest of souls before he comes back. We're here on a very, it's very temporal. It's just for a very short moment. It's like every day I hear about someone passing away and going on to glory, going to heaven. Very short. It says that in Psalms. It's like grass. Here and then gone. But we let those rivers flow. We are not, it's not just for our own self, you know, just to have fun on earth. We're here for a higher purpose. Not just in word only, but in action. The gospel requires action. Prayer requires action. Not Instagram praying for you, Facebook emoji hands praying for you, bro. I've been there. I've been there before, but it's action. It's us living in this place, having a prayer life, individual and then together, corporately. We're not just having these California prayer meetings just to have them. But I believe in prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the people watching and bringing their supply of the Spirit. There's been times we had California prayer meetings, no one even came. I'm not doing it for that purpose. I know people are watching. I know the Lord put it on my heart. And I know and I believe in prayer. It's what changed my life. All of us can attest to that. It's what prayer is what changed our life. That's what's going to change America. That's what's going to change California. So let's pray. Let's do it. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this time. Thank you for California prayer meeting. Lord, we look to you right now. Thank you for the supply of the Spirit we all have. I stir it up. I stir up the believers. I stir up the believers right now. People here, people watching, stir you up in the name of Jesus. Out of your innermost being flows rivers of living water. Thank you for the rivers. We thank you for the rivers over the state of California, over America. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. Darkness has to go. Darkness flees. We occupy. We take back. Just keep on praying right now. Do we take back anything the enemy has tried to steal in this state? We take California back. We take it back. We take it back. Thank you, Jesus, for angelic assistance. We take it back. Satan, you have no place towards us. Hallelujah. You have no place towards our life. You think you stole from me? You don't know nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. The hand of the Lord's upon us. A restoration to the body. Restoration. Restoration. No fear. No fear. Every bit of fear has to go. Every bit of fear has to go. Every bit of uncertainty has to go. Depression has to go. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. We allow those rivers to flow. Thank you, Jesus. Just pray in your heavenly language. Hallelujah. Kera brosoto. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So kora broso. Thank you, Lord. Kera shandara boshoto. A shifting. Shifting. A shifting. Thank you for the shifting. Keshatara bro. Shifting in California. Let there be a shift in California. A shift in California. A shift in America. One nation under God. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Lukewarm people getting reignited. The fire got to burn. The complete loss coming to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. More. Keshoto brosata. Yeshende brosonto. Kerabo, a stirring up, a realigning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Kerabrosoto. Kanda basande de sheke. Thank you, Lord. Soko for California. We love California. Jesus is Lord in California. Jesus is King of Kings in California. Jesus is Lord in Los Angeles. Jesus is Lord in San Francisco. Jesus is Lord in Sacramento. Jesus is Lord in Orange County. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So kora brasate. Kera bosonda danambriste. Jesus is Lord in America. Thank you for revival. Lord, we pray for revival. We pray for revival, an outpouring of your presence. Thank you, Lord. We pray for miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you for the miracles, the signs, and wonders coming back to the church. Thank you, Lord, for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. That we don't fall in these spiritual ruts, but we just allow you, Lord, to use us. Have your way in our life. I break off tradition. A refiring. The greater days are now. Greater days are ahead. Kishotom brosota. Praise you, Jesus. More. Thank you, Lord, for heaven has got our back. Heaven has got our back. Angelic assistance. Thank you for angelic assistance. That we have a knowing that this is not our home. We are here for a very short time. The lost coming home. We are anointed with power. Thank you for the power in our lives. The power to set people, to set the captive free. Hallelujah. To set the captive free. Freedom in Jesus' name. Freedom in California. Freedom in America. Anything trying to take freedom away, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it right now. Freedom. Let freedom reign. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom in our lives. Freedom in California. Freedom in America. The hand of the Lord's upon California. The hand of the Lord's upon us. Kishota brosoto. Rivers flow. Rivers flow. Kishota brosoto. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That we get out of our head. Get out of our head. Be led by the Spirit of God, not led by your head. You're led by the Spirit of God. We're led by our spirit. Let that spirit rule. Let that spirit have the final authority, not your head. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kishanda broso. Lasa, a loosening and a shaking. Thank you for a shaking in California. A shaking in America. A shaking, a Holy Ghost shaking. Holy Ghost shaking in America. Holy Ghost shaking in California. Kishanda broso. Lasata. Kidam brosonto. If you want to walk around and pray, you want to sit down, stand up, whatever you want to do, just pray. You and the Lord, allow the Holy Spirit to use you to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. More. More. A loosening. Kishatambroso, lasa. Praise you, Jesus. Shaking. shaking, fire. Kerabroso, let the rivers flow. Kerabroso, dasike, yande, yoshoto. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kishanda broso, yeshinde yasod, a realigning, a redirecting, a taking back what the enemy has stolen. We take back what the enemy has stolen. We take it back in prayer. We take it back right now. We take what is rightfully ours. We take California back. We take it back in the name of Jesus. We take California back. We take Hollywood back. Los Angeles back. We won't give it up. We fight. We contend. Taking back in America. We take it back in the name of Jesus. Kerebroso. Yesanda, dobrosoto. And a lifting up. We lift you up. We lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up. We lift you up. If you be lifted up, if you be exalted, we exalt you. We exalt you right now. We exalt you tonight. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer. Prayer has power. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Prayer has power. More, more, more. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. If you would, you know, I just kind of feel led to say this. If you would say, Brandon, I heard what you said about the rivers of living water being filled with the Holy Spirit. I haven't experienced that, or maybe I feel stuck, and I just want to be honest. You don't need to be embarrassed. Just raise your hand if that's anyone. I want that experience. Amen. I want that. I want the rivers of living water. It's powerful. Your natural mind might think it's a little funny, but it is powerful. And you got to just do something about it. You got to open up your mouth. You know, when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, evidence of speaking tongues, I had my mouth closed, and I thought something would come on me and my mouth would open up and this beautiful heavenly language would come out. It wasn't like that. I'm not saying it can't happen. I remember one time I was preaching in Canada, and I was talking about this, and the lady raised her hand. She's like, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be speaking in tongues. And I went over to her to pray for her, and it's like right when I got by her, boom, she got baptized in the Holy Spirit. She started speaking in tongues. It was beautiful. She told me, she said, I've been believing God for years, and it happened. What? He's still the baptizer. It's not me. It's not Pastor Frank, it's the Lord, it's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, it's the Holy Spirit. I preached at youth groups before, and they say, how do I know I can get the Holy Spirit if I ask? It's in the scripture, it says that. You're not going to get nothing else. It says, God being a good father, you ask for the Holy Spirit, he's not going to give you a snake, he's not going to give you a scorpion. But when you ask for the Holy Spirit, he will give it to you, and you will receive your heavenly language. You just got to get out of your head. Why? Because it doesn't say out of your head flows rivers of living water. It says out of your innermost being, your spirit will flow rivers of living water. So you tap into that. I heard a story of this lady who's a powerful prayer warrior, and when she got filled with the Holy Spirit, she had only like two words in her heavenly language, and it was like this, Kiki Soto. Guess what? She kept rocking the Kiki Soto. Kiki Soto. People thought, you're weird. She didn't have to do it in front of people, made by herself. Kiki Soto, thank you. So Kiki Soto, Kiki Soto. And guess what? Just like a natural language develops, your heavenly language develops. The more you do it, the more fluent you'll be in your heavenly language. And you around people that are prayer warriors, I've been doing it for years, their language sounds different. A dear friend of mine, you know, Sister Lynn Hammond, she's a prayer warrior. Her prayer language is quite unique. What? She's developed it. She spends hours a day. It's not a 10-year-old language. She's been doing it that's her life. Praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in other tongues. You can develop your language. What's the benefits of praying in the Spirit? There's a lot. It edifies you. I love that. It builds you up. Makes you smarter. Makes you better. Gives you joy. When you don't know what to pray in your natural language, I'm there. Pray in the Spirit. When I feel like I prepare to preach somewhere and I have maybe some notes, I don't know what to do. I pray, Lord, help me, use me tonight. But what? Pray in the Spirit. Build yourself up. So it says it edifies you. Paul talks about he thinks God that he prays in tongues more than anyone else. And God used him to write almost 2/3 of the New Testament. It builds you up. It literally charges you. It makes you better. It's just amazing. But it's not just for you only. It's for people. It's for people. It's those rivers of living water, not just for you to enjoy, to have your own personal lazy river and just enjoy it, but those rivers go out from you and affect people. So that's what it's about. It's about people. It's us walking in power. Hallelujah. So Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just pray in the Spirit right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the weapon. It gets you out of praying in the Spirit, gets you out of the natural into the supernatural. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, keep praying, but the Azusa Street revival started by God used a man called William Seymour. He prayed in the Spirit hours a day. That's his one message he preached, was the baptism in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. How do you know them being filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke with tongues? How do you know that was the result? It says in Acts chapter 2, you can read it. And they were sitting there waiting. Suddenly came the Holy Spirit, cloven tongues of fire, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in other tongues. Even when Philip went to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ unto them, this whole city was a witchcraft city. And he preached there. And we know what happened. People gave their lives to Jesus, but there was people set free from evil spirits. All types of things happened. But he waited until Peter and John, they came to tell them about the Holy Spirit so they could be filled. So you see it's two separate infillings. You see them getting saved, giving their lives to Jesus, and then Philip goes, okay, I did the evangelist work. Now I'm going to bring my boys, and they're going to tell you about the Holy Spirit. And you're going to pray for you, and you're going to have the Holy Spirit, and you're going to have power, and you're going to be praying in tongues. So it's all through the Scriptures. I didn't plan on even sharing about this, but I feel like it's the Lord. I feel like it's the Holy Spirit. And we go with him. We lead. We lean into him. The enemy hates praying in the Spirit. He hates it. Why? Because he can't understand it. And it says in the Scriptures, you're talking mysteries. You're talking to the Lord. It's a secret language you and the Lord can have. Sometimes the secret language is you praying to the Lord and maybe fixing some things that you said over yourself or some stupid things you've been doing, and you're praying in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's like, okay, I got to correct it. I'm correcting them. I got to fix that. And it's helping you. It's enabling you. It's making you better. But you're talking into the Lord, and the Lord can use you. You can pray in the Spirit to pray over people, over situations. Hallelujah. Just the other night, I was praying. I was by myself praying. I was praying in the Spirit, and I was praying over a certain person. I don't know the person. Never met them privately. I never met them at all. But they came up into my mind. I normally wouldn't think about them, so I'm praying for them. Lord, I lift them up to you. Thank you for their life. I started praying in the Spirit over them. And then I found out that that person I was praying for just went to heaven. But no tell, maybe that was like a couple hours later. No, maybe I was praying in the spirit, maybe right when they're about to transition. Maybe right there about to step into the hands of Jesus and I'm praying for them. Maybe I'm praying. No tell, but the Holy Spirit knows. And we got to just yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. And we do that by praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That was the message of the Azusa Street Revival. It was William Seymour. That was his message he preached. He preached about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He preached about, that's all he preached about. They talk about those services. I love bragging about the Lord, don't you? I love talking about what he's done, but I'm thankful for the greater. But they talked about William Seymour, humble man. The racial division, there was no division. They're all together, all different colors. They're all about Jesus. In a time that wasn't like that, but they were all there. That's what it's about. We're all the family of God. The devil wants to divide. He wants to separate. He wants to segregate. But that's not the Lord. We're all together. This is my wife's grandpa. I call him my grandpa. He's my grandpa. Someone says, you have a grandpa? I do. Amen. That's what it's about. We're all the family. We're all together. They talk about how they would be in there. And he would be there, William Seymour. Humble man, the humility. And he would have a thing over his head, a box. And he's just praying in the Spirit. He's in tune with the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, you're in tune with the Spirit. You can know. So he's just praying in the Spirit. He didn't really want to preach. He didn't want to, he's just there praying. That's what Azusa Street was. It was a prayer meeting. Praying. Had the box over his head. People are there. And then he felt led. They would pull that box off his head. And the miracles would start popping. Crazy miracles. Amazing miracles. Power of God. Presence of God was so strong. That's what's coming back. That's what we have to have. Even people at the, it says at the train stations in LA, they weren't even at the prayer meeting. They were getting knocked down by the power of God. Presence of God, power of God, boom, knocked them down. How's that scriptural, Brandon? I thought people falling down is just like a Holy Ghost Pentecostal thing where they're acting or they're faking it and you see them come up to the front and they, someone prays for them and that lady that always falls down goes, God, falls down. I thought it was only for them. How's that scriptural? Oh, it's very scriptural. Jesus is in the garden and the Roman soldiers came to get him. They weren't little Pentecostals, holy rollers, church people. They were bad dudes, killers. They said, we're looking for Jesus. Jesus said this, I'm him. And they fell back to the ground. What? They got slain right there, got touched by God. So the ungodly in California, by the bus station, they were getting touched by the Lord. This is a gospel about action and doing. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming back. Just pray. Thank you, Lord. It's coming back. We call it to come back in the state of California. Miracles, signs, and wonders. The power of God, the fire of God. No competition. We come against the competition spirit. I'm trying to be better than that church. I'm trying to be better than that ministry. I'm trying to have a better prayer life than that person. We break that right now. We break that evil demonic spirit right now in Jesus' name. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. No need to get in a hurry. Jesus. A shifting. Hallelujah. Going up, we're going up to a higher level. Higher level. Higher level. Higher level. Higher level. Higher level, speaking unto the Lord, a secret language you and the Lord have, praying in the Spirit. The Lord wants to help some of us. He wants to help all of us, but we have to give him that place to allow him to help us. that we edify ourselves, that we build up ourselves. Keshanda brosoto. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That we won't be people of talk, but we will demonstrate, like Paul said. They didn't just see me speak a word. They saw my action, and they were convinced. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. You are still the baptizer. You still baptize people in the Holy Spirit, overflowing with the Holy Spirit, with evidence of speaking in tongues. It's not strange. It's of the Lord. You still do it. So, Lord, we thank you. We ask you, Lord, for that. We ask you, Lord, for that. That we get out of our natural head and we allow the Holy Spirit to flow. Praise you, Jesus. We can all stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you said, Brandon, I want to experience this. I want those rivers of living water to flow out from me. I don't want you to be embarrassed or ashamed because I feel like it's the Lord. I didn't plan on going this route, but I know it's the Lord. I want you to step out. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. No need to be ashamed. You can step out. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for Daniel. Thank you for his life, Lord. More, more, more. Thank you, Lord, for his heart for you. His heart for you. Yeah, he's experienced some things, hurts, betrayal, things that you didn't understand. But, Lord, I thank you for his life. Thank you for the fire, God, to burn inside of his spirit. He's a new man. You're a new creation, Daniel, a new man. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the you're not just a God, you're our Father. And I thank you for the Father's love for him. Wrapping your arms around Daniel, Lord, I pray, Lord, a fresh touch. I thank you're still the baptizer of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. And we say, Holy Spirit, touch Daniel's life right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now, Lord. I thank you for the evidence of speaking in tongues. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for a supernatural heavenly language from you. It's not just a story in Acts chapter 2. It's real and it's alive. And Lord, I thank you, Lord. I ask you for it right now, Lord. Baptize Daniel in the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. Let the rivers flow. Hallelujah. There it is, Daniel. Kerebroso, fire. Fire. Kerebroso, new. There it is. And just yield to that, Daniel. And don't yield to your mind. Even you go home tonight, don't. Your mind will say, yeah, you're crazy. No, that's a lie of the devil. How do I know? Because he's done that to me. He's done that to a lot of people. A lot of people stopped and quit. Just keep on going. There it is. Kimbrosota. Kandambrosete. Yande. Fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost and fire. Power. Kandambrosoto. Kanda, there it is. Daniel, you have a pastor that does it. Preston does it. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Koda bro. Kid, yasanda. Kena bro soto. Kena bro sonda bro son. Something you can do by yourself. You don't go tell people. The Lord leads you to do it, but more, more, more in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, the devil is a liar. Freedom, restoration, Holy Ghost and fire, and power in Jesus' mighty name. More, more, more. Satan, every evil spirit trying to bother my sister, I come against you in Jesus' name. Loose her and let her go. Let her go. Freedom. freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom in Jesus' mighty name. Every lie of the enemy try to lie to you, torment you, I come against it right now in Jesus' name. I break the power over every evil word spoken over you. In Jesus' name, right now, freedom, freedom from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Holy Ghost and fire, baptize her in the Holy Spirit and fire, speaking in other tongues, singing in your heavenly language, singing in your heavenly language in Jesus' mighty name. More, more, more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fire, fire, fire. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Precious, precious, precious. Hallelujah. Pastor Ricky, do you have anything to say? Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Sweet time in His presence, amen. Sweet time in the presence. Hallelujah. We love on you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. California, Jesus. How's this message going to get across California? How's this message going to get across America? God's going to use us. He uses people. He uses us. Thank you, Lord. Use us, I pray. Use us. Use us. Flow out from us. Use us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stir it up every day. Daniel, stir it up. In the morning, stir it up. Sometimes it's good to get out of our mind. Let the Lord use us. Led by the Spirit of God. That's why Paul says, put on the helmet of salvation. Put a helmet. Guard your mind. Guard your thoughts. Take captive of every thought that's not of God. Why? Because the enemy is always shooting fiery darts towards your mind. Hallelujah. What's the most vital part of your body? Your head. Your head. You can get hurt in the foot. You can walk with crutches. But you get hit in the head, something happens, it could be different. Guard your thought life. Let the Holy Spirit flow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for California prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Kenda Brosso, a loosening, loosening in California. Wickedness overturned in California. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord in California. There it is. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Let the Lord use you. Let the devil hear your heavenly language. Kana brosonda lasate. Kende yande yande yeshete. Kodo broso. Stir it up. Karana yande. Kere broso. Kere yande. Kara brosonda lasikede. Yedi, yes, she take. Baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire. Baptize. Fresh baptism. Baptism. Baptizer. Power. Kere bro soto. La sande yashata. Kere yane. Kodo bro sondo. La sike briske. Kene bro so. Things are happening. Things are changing. Things are happening. Things are changing. Thank you for the change. Thank you for the change. Thank you, Lord. Your life is changing. Open doors. Doors that have been shut are opening. Clarity. Clarity. Clarity spiritually and physically. What to do, where to go, what's next in my life. Clarity. Precision. Precise. No fog. The fog dissipating. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Use us. Holy Spirit, use us. Use us. Pray through us. We're vessels for you. We're vessels for you, separated and sanctified. We're separate vessels for you. We could be doing something else tonight, but we're here with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. King of glory. That's what he is. He's the King of glory. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. We serve a real God. We serve a real God, a living God. A living God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So nembro soto. Keyananamo soto. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A living God. A living God. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in you. We rejoice for California. We rejoice California has the breakthrough. We rejoice that America has the breakthrough. Thank you for provision, Lord. Watching over your sons and daughters. Supernatural provision, I pray, for the body of Christ, that they step into it, that we all step into this provision from you, Lord. Well, it's not just about us, but we can be a blessing to other people. Thank you for the provision. Thank you, Father, for the doors. Doors of blessing, doors of opportunity. Thank you for those doors. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Powerful prayer meeting. Holy God really moved. We unhook. It's not that we just, you know, leave, because we could be here all night, but we unhook. And we just maybe go home and you pray. Hallelujah. But don't let your mind ever get in the way, especially what God did tonight. Don't let your mind get in the way. Keep on praying, Daniel, all the time. Whenever you have time, you can be shopping and praying in the spirit. People don't have to hear you. You can be whispering, praying in tongues. It matters. Fills you up, overflowing. That's what changed California. That's what caused God, you know, people praying in the spirit. The revival, the Azusa Street, all around this message. This was the message. Baptized with the Holy Ghost and power. Power wasn't just for services. It's for people outside the four walls. People need what you and I have. They need what you and I have, what you and I carry. Just a couple weeks ago, I was at a store and a lady, she needed a touch from the Lord, and I was there. God moved on her on the scene. Happens all the time. What people need, what you and I carry. And the atmosphere, if you could see in the spiritual atmosphere, if you could put on sunglasses and see what you'd see in the spirit, you'd see a lot of wickedness. You'd see a lot of demons. You would see a lot of strongholds, but thank God you'd also see angels. Hallelujah. You would see you walking around, but not by yourself, but with angels around you, glory, presence. And guess what? And when you go, a shift happens. The darkness flees. The darkness dissipates. The darker it is, the brighter you and I shine. The most darkest places we go, that's where you're going to see the biggest results. Just, you know, this is like 2 days ago. We were at this store. We were in L.A. And we were at this clothing store. And I was checking out. And I'm there. And I'm taught there's a girl checking me out at the, not checking me out, but like cashing me out. Okay, I need to use my better words. Now, I was telling Destiny, goes, what do you mean checking you out? No, like, I was there. She was, you know, cashing me out. I was buying something. She wasn't checking me out, but she was checking me out. So I looked at her. I wasn't thinking, you know, at the time I wasn't praying in the spirit or anything, but like I said, light overcomes darkness. And I could tell the girl was a little nervous or something. And I'm thinking, is she okay? She was fumbling over her words. She was, and I'm like, this is strange. And then literally after the sale was over, they handed me the bag and she just looks at me like this. And the guy, one of the workers grabbed her and said, are you okay? She goes, no, I'm not. And I just walked out of the store and I told Destiny what happened. I go, it had to be the Lord was doing something. And I just missed it. I just like, that was the strangest thing. But what? Light overcomes the darkness. Destiny goes, you need to be more aware of that kind of stuff. We all need to be more aware of that stuff. Because it's true. It's real. Not that we're weird about it, you know, but the light overcomes the darkness. You see, Jesus, his ministry, people came to him. There was a drawing, like a magnetic force. They came to him. He didn't go around saying, hey, how are you doing? No, they came to him. People that were demonic, people that had demons that were crazy, they ran to him. So we got to expect the same things. People are going to come to us. People are going to be drawn about us, and it's not about us getting all prideful. It talks about in the scripture, knowledge without action creates a spiritual pride, puffed up, knowledge without action. We got to have the action. Not all knowledge, but we got to be ready. Especially in California, you got to be ready. So Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for this prayer meeting. We go with you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the people watching, tuning in. In Jesus' precious name, we unhook. We go with you, Lord. We say yes to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Next month, we'll have our California prayer meeting. Like always, we'll let you know as soon as we get the date. It'll probably be around the same time. You can be seated. If you want to be a part of California prayer meeting, I want to give you that opportunity to give. You can sow into it. It just goes for what we do here. It goes towards that. You giving is always you being a part of something. And God blesses you. God honors it. You don't sow into people. You sow into the Lord. Destiny and I today, we sent out a bunch of offerings and tithes of a few different ministries. And I always say, I don't sow into them. I sow into you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for using them. But I sow into you because without you, I couldn't do anything. What an honor. What a privilege. And it says he will bless us. He will reward us. Hallelujah. We want to step into that. It's a trust. So all that money, it's a trust. We trust the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's a way to give, text to give on the screen. You can text, you can give at our website, hisnameministries.com. Also here in the building, we'll have a bucket. We have it in the back. It'll be coming around. The pastor is bringing it of this church. Hallelujah. You can sow, be a part. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How many are thankful that you came tonight? Amen. Amen. So, Lord, I thank you for the people sowed. Father God, I pray a special blessing on them as they sow into California prayer meeting. Open the windows of heaven. Pour us out a blessing, Lord. We look to you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We give with joy. A cheerful giver. We are excited. I'm cheerful. We're so excited. We're cheerful that we get to give. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for what you did. Thank you, Lord, that you baptized us with the Holy Spirit and with fire and with power. And those rivers flow from us. Thank you for the rivers to flow. Thank you for those rivers. Thank you for the rivers. Thank you for the rivers. Not something we can buy, but you gave it to us freely. Thank you. It's not our own works. It's you. Thank you for the rivers. In Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for coming to California prayer meeting. We call you blessed. If you're watching online, let us know where you're watching from. And we will see you shortly. Also, if you go to we have a YouTube channel. It's His Name Ministries. I just recently started doing YouTube videos. And when I say recently, like Tuesday. So I've always done some here and there, but it'll be good. So you can subscribe to that. Destiny, do you want to come up here? We do a thing on Monday mornings, 8:15. I call it Dedicating the Week. And we just dedicate the week to the Lord. We do that here on Facebook. We have quite a lot of people join us. It's always fun. It's like a big family on there. Amen.
I just want to say thank you guys for coming, those on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for all your comments. I was back there reading all the comments, and it's really cool seeing people from literally all over the world. There are some people from different countries hooking up their faith with us and praying in the Spirit with us. So that's always fun to see. And like Brandon said, we'll give you our August date real soon. It'll be on our website and social media as well. And yeah.
Amen. Thank you guys for coming, and I call you guys blessed.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.